What if the secret to peak performance, better health, and mental clarity wasn't found in expensive supplements or grueling workouts, but in something you do 20,000 times every day? Olympic athletes and Hollywood celebrities have quietly adopted these techniques, transforming their performance through a revelation that contradicts everything we learned in gym class. Bigger breaths don't mean better oxygenation. In fact, the opposite is true. This counterintuitive truth has been hiding in plain sight, waiting to revolutionize how we understand our most fundamental act, breathing. Picture a teenage cyclist training relentlessly but still struggling to keep pace with peers. This frustrating reality stems from a biological paradox most of us never learn. Breathing harder doesn't deliver more oxygen to your muscles. Your blood is already 95 to 99% saturated with oxygen at rest. The real bottleneck isn't getting oxygen into your blood, it's releasing it to your tissues. Here's where carbon dioxide becomes the unexpected hero. Rather than being merely waste, CO2 acts like a key that unlocks oxygen from hemoglobin through the Bohr effect. When you overbreathe during exercise, you blow off too much carbon dioxide, causing hemoglobin to grip oxygen tighter instead of releasing it to hungry muscles. It's like having a warehouse full of supplies but losing the keys to unlock the doors. Carbon dioxide unlocks oxygen from hemoglobin, dilates airways and blood vessels, and regulates blood pH. Excessive breathing shrinks blood vessel diameter by 50%, reducing blood flow fourfold, explaining why 2 minutes of heavy breathing causes dizziness. Elite athletes experience 60% less breathlessness than untrained individuals, not through superior lung capacity, but greater carbon dioxide tolerance. The body oxygen level test, BOLT, measures this. Hold your breath after a normal exhalation until feeling your first definite urge to breathe. Unlike maximum breath holds driven by willpower, BOLT objectively evaluates breathing efficiency. Most people score around 20 seconds. The ideal is 40 seconds. At 10 seconds, breathing is noisy with 15 to 30 breaths per minute. At 20 seconds, it's more regular with 15-20 breaths per minute. At 30 seconds, breathing turns calm with 10 to 15 breaths per minute. At 40 seconds, breathing becomes effortless and barely visible with only 6 to 10 breaths per minute, the hallmark of true respiratory efficiency. Your nose performs over 30 functions supporting your lungs, heart, and organs. Those intricate turbinates warm, humidify, and sterilize air before it reaches your lungs. Nasal breathing provides 50% more resistance than mouth breathing, resulting in 10 to 20% better oxygen uptake. Most remarkably, your nose produces nitric oxide, a molecule so important its discoverers won the 1998 Nobel Prize. Once considered toxic, nitric oxide is now recognized as crucial for cardiovascular health. It relaxes blood vessels, prevents high blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, and reduces heart attack risk. This molecule enters your lungs only through nasal breathing. Mouth breathers miss out entirely, creating a cycle where inflamed passages cause congestion that forces more mouth breathing. Breaking this cycle is simple. The nose unblocking exercise. Take a small breath through your nose, pinch it closed, then walk as many paces as possible while holding your breath before resuming nasal breathing. This increases nitric oxide and opens passages. During sleep, place light paper tape across your lips. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake energized. For millennia, yoga, tai chi, and qigong masters emphasized quiet, gentle breathing. Traditional Chinese philosophy describes ideal breathing as so smooth that the fine hairs within the nostrils remain motionless. This ancient wisdom contradicts modern deep breathing as big gulps of air. True deep breathing means breathing down into your lungs full depth using the diaphragm, exactly how healthy babies and animals naturally breathe. The diaphragm, a dome-shaped muscle separating chest from abdomen, should drive breathing. During inhalation, it pushes downward, expanding your abdomen. During exhalation, it moves upward. This matters because your lungs have greater blood flow in lower lobes. Upper chest breathing wastes lung capacity, limits oxygen transfer, increases CO2 loss, and activates fight or flight response. The foundational practice, breathe light to breathe right, restores natural abdominal breathing. Sit with relaxed shoulders, place one hand on chest and another above navel. Gently reduce each breath by 20-30%, creating tolerable air hunger that resets your breathing center. This isn't about breath timing, it's about reducing breath size to create mild air shortage, naturally decreasing both volume and rate as your Bolt score improves. The Tarahumara tribe maintains an average heart rate of 130 BPM during marathon running, compared to Western runners 160 to 180 BPM. Amazonian hunters pursue prey for hours without mouth breathing. These indigenous peoples demonstrate respiratory efficiency modern society has largely forgotten. Your Bolt score predicts exercise capacity during nasal breathing. At 5 seconds, even walking proves difficult. A 20-second score enables light jogging. At 30 seconds, you can maintain medium to fast jogging. With 40 seconds, you can run quickly while breathing exclusively through your nose. Maximize training through three methods. Relax your body to reduce air intake, increase intensity while nasal breathing, and practice breath holding during exercise. The optimal warm-up combines comfortable walking with calm nasal breathing. After a minute, exhale normally, pinch your nose, and hold your breath while walking 10-30 paces until feeling moderate air hunger. Resume nasal breathing and continue walking for 10 minutes, performing a breath hold every minute. Evaluate efficiency by measuring your Bolt score before training and one after. If your post-exercise score exceeds your pre-exercise score, your breathing was efficient. Olympic margins are less than 0.5%, making any competitive edge crucial. Traditional altitude training increases blood's oxygen-carrying capacity but prevents maximum work rates. The live high, train low model, living at moderate altitude while training below 1,500 meters, yields 9% improvement in red blood cell volume and 13.4 seconds faster 5,000-meter times. Breath hold training offers similar benefits without traveling to mountains. Just 3 to 5 maximum breath holds can increase hemoglobin by 2 to 4%, triggering red blood cell release from the spleen, natural EPO production, higher carbon dioxide tolerance, and reduced lactic acid. Holding breath after exhalation simulates altitudes of 2,500 to 4,000 meters more effectively than after inhalation. A simple 10-15-minute walking exercise delivers these benefits. Hold your breath while walking until feeling medium to strong air hunger. Take short nasal breaths for 15 seconds, then repeat 8 to 10 times spaced about a minute apart. This naturally stimulates EPO production, the hormone that increases red blood cell maturation, with concentration increases up to 24%. Regular practice can dramatically increase breath hold time, with improvements of up to 43%. Muhammad Ali's 1974 victory over George Foreman demonstrated mental mastery through unwavering focus. Being in the zone means experiencing undivided attention where self-consciousness vanishes and actions flow naturally. Practicing mental stillness through light breathing and present moment awareness reduces unnecessary thoughts and enables creativity. Breathing techniques transform health dramatically. Improving your Bolt score by 10 seconds changes your appetite. Reaching 40 seconds changes your life. Overweight individuals typically have poor breathing habits, creating a destructive cycle. Breath reduction provides natural appetite suppression, leading to steady weight loss without restrictive dieting. Since 1957, research shows reduced oxygen saturation decreases appetite while lowering body weight, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Exercise-induced asthma affects up to 50% of certain athlete groups, yet chronic overbreathing may be the primary cause. Adults with asthma typically breathe 10 to 15 liters per minute, 2 to 3 times normal volume. Studies confirm that reducing breathing volume from 14 to 9.6 liters per minute decreased symptoms by 70%, rescue medication needs by 90%, and steroid requirements by 50%. Your breath connects you to the present moment, regulates your nervous system, oxygenates your tissues, and shapes your health trajectory. Every breath offers an opportunity to calm your mind, energize your body, or return to ancestral wisdom.